Chapter 14. In Kanazawa and in other cities, I stayed at Minshiku, private houses where you can get a room and two meals a day. The Minshiku I went to were run by older women, who stayed in small sitting rooms by the main entrance all day, making sure their guests had everything they needed. Except for me, the guests were businessmen on sales trips. Perhaps they made regular visits to the same cities and always stayed at the same Minshiku. They were very friendly toward the hostesses. As these men stood in the foyer putting on their shoes to go out, they would announce where they were going and when they would be back. Then the hostess would come out to wish them a good day. Later, coming back into the house, the men would call loudly again. "Hi, I'm back. My meeting was long and I'm really tired." The hostess would come running out with slippers for the men to change into. It was almost as though these men were staying at their mother's or aunt's house. In Japan, you are either an insider or an outsider, never anything in between. When an insider stays at a Minshiku, it isn't at all like business. It's a family visit. With an outsider, on the other hand, the hostess does not even make small talk, much less fetch slippers. Though the hostesses knew that I could speak Japanese, they kept their conversations with me to bare essentials. What time I wanted to have dinner served? What time I wanted to check in or out. From the conversations I overheard, I knew that most of the hostesses were widows and had daughters who lived nearby raising children. Perhaps that was their idea of what a woman of my age should be doing. They couldn't figure out why I was traveling around the country alone. Because I was nothing like their daughters, I might as well have been a gaijin. For my part, I was glad to be left alone. I did not expect to feel at home at what was essentially a bed and breakfast. My staying there was just business, nothing like staying at the houses of friends. Silence was a relief and a protection.